Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstores, right? And this book, so many versions, we're actually hitting chapter 12 now, by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th century English versions of the Bible. The New English Bible, the NEB, on page 198, its history. In 1946, the year in which the Revised Standard Version of the New Testament was published in the United States, plans were laid in the British Isles for the production of the New English Bible, the NEB. As a result of the initiative taken by the annual General Assembly of the Church of Scotland in approaching other churches regarding a new version, delegates from the Church of England, the Church of Scotland, and the Methodist, Baptist, and Congregational churches met in conference in October. It was decided to undertake the production of a completely new translation. In the following year, representatives of these churches were appointed to form a joint committee on the new translation of the Bible, which met in July 1947. At its third meeting in January 1948, the committee invited also the Presbyterian Church of England, the Society of Friends, the churches in Wales, the churches in Ireland, the British and Foreign Bible Societies, and the National Bible Society of Scotland to appoint representatives. At a later time, representatives of the Roman Catholic Church in England and Scotland also attended as observers. Three panels were assigned to translate respectively, the Old Testament, the Apocrypha, and the New Testament. The work of each panel was submitted for scrutiny to a group of literary advisors to make recommendations regarding the English style. Have you ever asked yourself, why did the King James translators take out the Apocrypha? Why is it not in the 1769 King James Bible? Because when the King James translators put together a perfect Bible, they compared verses to verses, okay? They compare the texts, various texts, okay? Greek texts, Hebrew texts, Textus Receptus, different texts of different translations, and put together the King James Bible according to what the Bible says, according to what the verses say, okay? Not according to what the Greek says. Like, if you pick up a New American Standard, it is a perfect translation of a Greek text. They just copied it over, okay? And there are errors in the Greek text that they used to copy it over. And so the King James translators knew this and replaced those errors with words that lined up with the text of that King James Bible, of the verses. And that's why those words are in italicized words, because they're not in any text. The King James translators added to it according to what the other Bible verses said, and thus making a perfect Bible, not a translation. So the Apocrypha in Maccabees, I think it's Maccabees 2, has Jesus killing a child. And I think in another one of the Apocrypha writings, has Jesus killing birds. Okay? That doesn't line up with anything of the 1769 King James Bible. Okay? It might line up with your NASB, because your NASB in Matthew 12 has Jesus getting angry and telling people to sin. Okay? So that is my story on the Apocrypha. I don't get too deep in the Apocrypha, but there are a few things you need to know, and you need to know why it's not in, why the King James translators left it out. The first edition of the New Testament was published in 1961. The complete Bible was published in March 1970 in two editions. A library edition of three volumes, Old Testament, Apocrypha, and New Testament, which was the second edition, and the standard edition in one volume, with or without the Apocrypha. And yeah, I guess it's just kind of what the wind's blowing that day, you know. The New Bible is an authorized version in a sense, okay, that it was produced under the official auspices of the leading Protestant churches of the British Isles. It therefore has a status and an authority no private translation could have. Ooh, right? The NEB differs from the RSV in three chief respects. In the first place, it purports to be a completely new rendering of the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, and not just a revision of the older English versions. And there are no originals. Even your Bible is copies and copies and copies. The Ten Commandments that Moses got from God is a copy. Remember, he got the first set and then he broke it and then he received the second set? That's copies. Study your Bible and tell me how many copies and copies and copies of a text there is. God's not hung up on copies, okay? Most people are. Well, how can this be God's perfect words, you know? It is. Study it. Compare the translations and you will be fully persuaded. More next week. Thanks for subscribing and listening.